Welcome to Queer Music Heritage and part two of my salute to Sylvester. This is J.D. Doyle, and we're in the 80s now, and 1980 brought us the Sell My Soul album. The song you just heard, I Need You, and the album's title track both made it to number 6 on the Billboard dance charts. I'm going to play you one more from Sell My Soul, and you'll recognize it immediately. Okay, that was the short version of Cry Me a River. I need to trim as I go to fit in as much as I can. And I'm going to take a producer's prerogative by leaving out Sylvester's next album altogether. With, I think, good reason. For one, the LP Too Hot to Sleep yielded no hits, and it's so mellow, well, in comparison, that I wouldn't even call it a dance album. I think they were trying to go in a different direction musically. All but one song is very mid-tempo, and the only track that made the dance charts at number 20 was really a vocal by Jeannie Tracy. I'm not sure if Sylvester was even on that track. He also did guest lead vocals on a Herbie Hancock track called Magic Number. But frankly, though it reached number 9, I think it's uninteresting, and it's done in baritone, so most fans wouldn't even recognize Sylvester. See what you think.
When the full moon rising, lights the clouds we're on. I'll make you misbehave.
my crystal ball.
In my crystal ball.
In my crystal ball.
I will make it feel disappear. Ain't no trick at all.
See what I mean? If this was club music, it was for about 4 in the morning. I want to interject a personal note. I was in San Francisco in June of 1981 and got to see Sylvester. Well, I didn't see him perform, but I did see him live, just a few feet from me. He was in the Castro helping judge the Dog Show and Parade, a very gay event, and I got his photo. I wish I would have had the nerve to talk to him. So we're up to 1982. And the album All I Need. And now here's an album you can sink your teeth and dancing shoes into. What changed? Well, remember Sylvester's buddy, Patrick Cowley? It was his synthesizer genius that made such huge hits out of You Make Me Feel Mighty Real and Dance Disco Heat. Patrick started his own label. This was with a partner, Marty Bleckman, and they named it Megatone Records, after Cowley's hit from the previous year, Megatron Man. It was a great time for Cowley. He had also had a huge hit in 1981 with Menergy, which we'll come back to in a while. And on the Megatone label, he produced hits in 1982 for Paul Parker with the song Right on Target, and for Frank LaVerde with the song Die Hard Lover. Sadly, most of the folks I just mentioned, Cowley, Bleckman, and LaVerde, have died of AIDS, with Paul Parker the only one alive and, incidentally, still making music. Again, I think the album All I Need was excellent, so I'm giving you 12.5 minutes of it, starting with a big hit that was billed as by Patrick Cowley featuring Sylvester. They wanted to know, do you want to funk?
Yeah.
The other two tracks in that set were Be With You and Don't Stop. And my research indicates neither of them made the charts. Well, in my memory, they were hits. I mentioned I had something special for this segment, and this is the time to slip that in. This is a rare 12-inch single on the Megatone label, and all it contains is a 6-minute interview. Now, the label, on both sides, other than showing the company name and logo, is totally blank, and only has the words Megatone Records and Collector's Edition, nothing else. Nothing to indicate that this was a recording of an interview done with Sylvester in Paris, with both the female interviewer and Sylvester speaking French, though he's doing it a bit hesitantly. My high school French doesn't tell me that much, but I can pick up there's pleasant conversation, and he mentions a couple songs from the All I Need album. In fact, the interview only takes up half of the 6 minute total, because between the chatter there are 5 song sections, and you can pick out the songs, in this order, Do You Want to Funk, All I Need, Tell Me, Won't You Let Me Love You, Be With You, and ending with Don't Stop. As every one of them is from the All I Need album, well, you can bet this undated record is from 1982.
Sylvester, j'ai entendu dire que tu allais venir bientôt en France.
Oui, très bientôt, je voudrais présenter des spectacles. J'adore ces pays, les gens sont très sympathiques. Paris, c'est une ville fabuleuse pour moi.
Eh bien, pour quelqu'un qui ne parle pas français, on te comprend assez bien.
Comme c'est comme ça, I try.
Oh bien. Ton nouvel album est devenu un véritable hit dans toutes les discothèques françaises. Quelle est ta chanson préférée?
Ma chanson préférée est Don't Stop. J'ai beaucoup travaillé sur ces arrangements. À un très bon rythme. Beaucoup d'énergie. C'est fabuleux. Je suis très content du résultat.
Bonjour en France, Sylvester. Dis-nous, que comptes-tu faire?
Présenter mes spectacles et puis faire du shopping sur le boulevard Saint-Michel. Je dois faire du shopping à Paris. Le mot français est beaucoup de classe. Et ceci, le restaurant parisien, je me regarde. C'est super.
Tu aimes donc la cuisine française? Quels sont tes plats préférés?
Je dirais escargot, coquette, Saint-Jacques, les bouffes bourguignons, le champagne.
Bien sûr.
C'est bon. Les crêpes. J'aime la French cuisine.
fait tu pour te reconnaître, savoir où aller?
Je suis très chanceux. La compagnie de disques Palador, elle se peut avec moi. C'est que de tous les mains, santé. Je te reparle à toi.
La couverture de ton nouvel album All I Need est sensationnelle. Qu'est-ce qui t'a amené à choisir cette image?
Il y avait un artiste de New York qui a fait cette peinture de moi. Immédiatement, je l'ai trouvé épatant.
Alors, tu aimerais me dire quelque chose de plus?
Ah oui, je sais que vous aimez ma musique. Et dans ce temps, tu danses sur mes musiques, mes petits choux.
We're up to 1983 now in the album Call Me. And I think its attention grabber was his cover of the Frida Payne hit from 1970, Band of Gold.
You leave me.
Patrick Cowley had died in 1982, Megatone Records was still in business, and one interesting release in 1983 was Menergy. Now, of course, that was Patrick Cowley's huge hit from 1981, but his vocals were swapped with those of Sylvester, and that mix was included in an LP called Patrick Cowley's Greatest Hits Dance Party. Now, to me, Cowley's version is the one embedded in my psyche, but Sylvester's is interesting, and many may not know it exists. The next Megatone album was M1015, which was simply the label number of the release, and it was also sometimes called Rock the Box, which is its opening song and the first of the album's three dance charting tracks. About half of the album was produced by Ken Kesey and Maury Goldstein, otherwise known for their work as Modern Rocketry, including their own hits Homosexuality and Thank God for Men. One of the tracks they produced on this album got to number 6, Take Me to Heaven.
Oh,
There's one more track from the album M1015 I want to talk about, and it's kind of unique. Now, it has long annoyed me that, despite the whole world knowing he was gay, Sylvester did not record gay lyrics in his songs. You know, make it clear he was possibly singing to a man or about one. Well, I have to eat my words, because he did record a song like that, even though it was a cover version. The song was Lovin' Is Really My Game, a song I loved by the group Brainstorm, from 1977. And to me, no other version matches up. Here's just a taste of the original. You notice the lyrics, I Can't Catch No Man, Hanging Out at the Discotheque, sung by their lead singer, Benita Woods. Sylvester doesn't change them, so this must be his gay song. I'm skipping the 30-second intro to get you right to the meat of the matter in his version. Okay, I was just talking about lyrically gay material, and I have another example where Sylvester kept the original lyrics, making a man-to-man song. This was not an official recording, though, but I'm thankful it was captured. It was a live performance from 1985 at the San Francisco Cable Car Awards, with him doing Stormy Weather.
The 1985 Cable Car Awards and Show, would you welcome the one and only Sylvester?
Together, and we're it all. walked in and met me. If you stay away, no rocking chair will get me. All I do is pray, the Lord above will let me walk in the sun once more.
Before I talk about his next album, released in 1986, Sylvester realized a dream that year. He got to sing backups on Aretha Franklin's huge, huge hit album, Who's Zooming Who, which included the hit Freeway of Love. There were a lot of folks singing backup, so I doubt you could pick him out, but it was a dream nonetheless. The 1986 album was called Mutual Attraction, and it would be his last full album. This time he had major label backing, as Warner Brothers was licensing the album. It was released on their label, but included the Megatron logo on it. And it did pretty well, with 3 top 10 dance hits, with Someone Like You reaching number 1. We'll be right back. So that was Sylvester's last official album, but I do have more music to share with you. I have a DVD of a rare live performance by Sylvester from 1987, where he is celebrating at a club his 40th birthday, cake and all. And he sings some material not typical of his hits. While the video quality is not great, the audio is fine. The DVD is titled The Gay Voice of the 80s and is a bit hard to find, but I think worth the effort. You'll hear Lover Man.
I'd like to sing for you now one of my very favorite songs. It was recorded first by Miss Billie Holiday. It's called Lover Man, Where Can You Be?
Yeah.
you all very much. I hope you enjoyed that. Good night. I love you. Thank you very much.
Very nice. And this is the second recording of him singing Lover Man. The first was on his Living Proof LP in 1979. And yes, I'm still annoyed. On both, he leaves out the word man and just wonders, lover, where can you be? He announces the song as Lover Man, but gyps us out of the man. Okay, take a breath, JD. Let it go. In the show, he gets a huge birthday cake, which he takes a lick out of, and then does an encore song, Cabaret.
This is gonna make you laugh. Goes like this. I love you. God bless you all. Thank you so much. This is my home and I love you. Thank you.
This was September 1987, and for the next year, Sylvester got more and more sick as AIDS took its toll. He was in and out of hospitals and was only able to do a few local gigs from time to time until he got too weak. He died on December 16, 1988 at age 41. In 1989, Megatone Records released an album called Immortal, of mostly remixes, but there were four unreleased songs for which Sylvester had recorded vocals. They were not necessarily slated for the next album, and they were just songs he was working on. Additional studio work was done to pad and finish them a bit, and three of them were on this album. Here's a bit of the one I like best, the Robbie Neville song, Man Enough. This is J.D. Doyle, and I thank you for checking out Queer Music Heritage this month and my Sylvester tribute show. I tried to cover material representative of the highlights of his career, plus some interesting other choices, but by no means did I do it all. Again, for the personal side, I highly recommend Joshua Gamson's biography, The Fabulous Sylvester. I'm closing with the song Sylvester often used as an encore song at his concerts. It's from his 1979 album, Living Proof, and is a cover of one of Patti LaBelle's songs. Here is You Are My Friend.
You are my friend. Never knew
Faces. Wow! Thank God! This is our show, y'all. This is our show.